In the middle. How many of you are glad you're serving the only one who can take the negative things that happen in your life and turn them around for good? Come on, give the Lord praise today, would you? Romans 8:28, for we know that all things, somebody say all things, are working together for my good. Come on. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can take a grave. The devil intended to stop you, but God turned it around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we worship you. We honor you today. We give you praise, Lord, in this house. And God, we welcome an online audience today to join us as we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who came to earth and tabernacled and set a tent and lives among us, God. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Spirit when you left. And Lord, I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in this room today. Present to heal, present to deliver, present to save, God. We give you honor and glory on this day. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, just love on him a moment, would you? Just lift your hands and honor him. Let some praise come from your lips. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of your lips, giving thanks into his name. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on, smile at somebody before you're seated today. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we give you praise, Lord, for all you've done for us. And thank you for bringing your people together in this place today. We've assembled to give honor to the Lord, and we thank him for this holiday season. You know, isn't it fun just going down the road and turning your radio on to Christmas music? I mean, amen? Come on. Isn't that fun? Amen? Just riding down the road and singing Christmas songs, drinking a coffee. Amen? I'm talking about between places, right? Amen? Amen. Such a great holiday season. I'm so glad that you're here today. We welcome you to the presence of the Lord. We welcome you to Carpenter Shop Church. Those of you that are watching online, just hit share so we can exponentially multiply our influence in the region and the world beyond Ahoskie. And we appreciate you doing that. It's time to give to the Lord right now. Come on, give God some praise today. Amen. This is that holy part that you set aside so you wouldn't spend it on Christmas gifts, all right? This is called the tithe, the tenth part, and the offerings. Lord, thank you for blessing us. Thank you, God, for a plan that just works and does not fail. Thank you, God, that you cause our finances to increase. You cause, Lord, our crops to bear fruit, our investments to make money, our savings to increase, God. Thank you for doing all these things. And God, when we doubt you, help us to recognize that your promises are yea and amen. You said in Luke 6:38, if we would give, that it would be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And God, you've proven that in my life, and you've proven it in the lives of those who are sitting here with me today. You're a faithful God, and we give you praise and honor, Lord. Thank you for your plan. Help us to be faithful in our part, God, knowing that you're a God of faithfulness and you always do yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, God bless you as you give. Come on forward, drop your funds in the bucket there. If you're giving online, you know how to do that. Just give online. If you want to use the church app, you can do that. Let me just say thank you for your faithfulness. And listen, if you need to give for 2022, make sure you do that in the next couple of weeks. You know, we can't go back and make it retroactive. If you've got $20,000, $30,000, $10,000, whatever you're planning on doing big before December 31st. You know, I've been studying reading church statistics. Do you know that 30% of giving in the church is given in the month of December? 30% of a church gifts come in December. That's because sometimes people say, hey, I need to do this. Matter of fact, I had a guy call me this week and said, hey, I need to get my stuff right. He said, and I've just chosen to do it this way. I'm doing the whole year at one time. Amen? Amen? Hey, if that's your plan, the most important thing is that you do it, right? Amen. So God bless you for your faithfulness. And God has always met our needs here. And we're so thankful to him for that. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you give.
My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then, one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, "How is that good news?" And she said, "I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses." "The pauses?" She said, "The pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note." Now, I was frustrated and said, "How can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world?" Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. And that's when I realized the good news she was talking about.
Man, so easy. So easy. 8 keys right beside each other with the right pauses brings the greatest news in the world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen. Let earth receive her King. Amen. What a simple yet a beautiful message, the whole of which is that of joy to the world. The Lord has come. That's the concentration of the third week of Advent. We're in the Advent season. Every week we've been lighting a candle. Today, we light the candle of joy. Amen. It's the pink one. It's the third one. It gets us closer. It just tells us that we're closer and closer and closer to that day where we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This week we look forward to the real joy that God brought to this earth through Jesus, the Christ child. It's joy to the world because God entered the world that night in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means what? House of bread. And he brought joy to the world. Remember, Matthew records the birth of Jesus in his gospel, and he recalls the prophetic words of Isaiah that are found in chapter 7 and chapter 8. Matthew says this in his gospel, chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet." This is what Isaiah said. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's the real joy. God came to earth to be with us in the person and the life of Jesus. He was born and he grew to fulfill God's plan. He was born to die for the sins of the world. He ministered. He established his kingdom on this earth, raised up leaders, amen, raised up a team, come on, get it in our modern vernacular, and they shook the world with the gospel. We're still shaking the world with the gospel today, amen. The sad thing is, one of the places that need to be shaken most is where we live, amen. Think about it. One of my dear friends that was introduced to me by Pastor Mike many years ago, Eldon Tracy, is an apostolic leader, does a lot of work in Brazil. But I bet he would agree with me today that the greatest work that needs to be done is in America. Amen? We're all amazed that God would enter our world marred with sin, but he did so with purpose. The purpose is stated in Matthew's gospel, same chapter, chapter number 1, verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This is what the angel of the Lord said to Joseph to prepare him for what was going to happen. And it did happen. Jesus was born. Jesus brought joy to the world. And as we accept him, we receive that joy into our lives. What is joy? Well, joy is defined as a man's wife who lives at 200 Chowan Trail in Edenton, North Carolina. That's joy. Okay? All right. No, that is a definition, but it's not the one we're looking for. Okay? What is joy? Joy is defined in the Bible as a state of gladness. It is not contingent upon things. Can I say that one more time? Joy is not contingent upon things. That's happiness. I will be happy when you give me my Christmas present. Okay? Come on, some of y'all aren't ready yet. You better get ready, all right? I'll be happy when you give me something. Your kids will be happy when they get up in the morning and they run into the room and look under the tree and they find, here we go, things that make them happy. But there's not a thing in this world that can bring you joy. There's a difference. Happiness is contingent upon things. Joy is contingent upon relationship with Jesus Christ, the greatest gift the world has ever received. Come on. You'll be happy when you receive a gift. Everybody likes gifts. My wife asked me yesterday. She said, "You got to help me." I said, "What?" She said, "The kids are asking me, what does Pops want?" I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't come up with anything. I couldn't. Listen, I'm not trying to be egotistical or, oh yeah, right, he likes stuff. I do like stuff, but guess what? I got all the stuff I need. You know the only thing I could come up with? Solar lights for the flower beds. Isn't that what I said? Solar lights for the flower beds? Yeah, I mean, you say, why? Because Pastor Joy and I were riding the roads talking a few weeks ago, and she said to me, "You know what? Our solar lights in the flower beds are dimming and dying. We need some." So I agree with her. So I want some solar lights for the flower beds. So my kids, if you're watching your dad online today, solar lights for the flower beds, okay? I'm not talking about El Cheapos. I want some that'll last, okay? Don't order them on Amazon from Bright Light or something like that. Get me some real solar lights that will last, okay? Because I like to light up my house, amen? My house is a constant reminder that God is my provider, amen? Amen? Because if you knew the story, there's no way that I could do that house by myself. And God did it amazingly through the tremendous love and the gifts of other people, amen? So, you know, happiness is contingent upon things. Things will make you happy. But joy is that state of gladness that you have, hear me, that has nothing to do with things. And you can do a test for yourself. If there's something that you just want it so bad, then your level of joy might be off. Because if you're so driven for things, then you might not be quite as content as you think you are. Come on, I'm just being honest with you. And there was times in my life, man, I was just busting at the seams to get a different gun or a different truck or something like that. Okay? But that's not what really brings you peace and contentment and a state of satisfaction. It has everything to do with Jesus. Your joy is complete in him. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 14. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great happiness." No, no, no. It will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Yesterday, I had a wonderful experience. My wife asked me earlier in the week, she said, "I'd like to go to that, see that movie, I Heard the Bells. Would you like to go sometime?" And she really wasn't feeling well yesterday, but I said, "Yeah, let's go." I mean, hey, what about this? A bushel basket size container of popcorn and a Coke Zero with a straw the size of a water hose. Come on, that'll make you happy. Okay. So we sit in a beautiful theater, and I think there were six people watching that movie yesterday. We always go in the cheaper time, okay? And we sat there and we listened to the story of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, one of the greatest poets America's ever known, who went through a tremendous season of grief in his life, losing a wife, almost losing his son, had lost a previous wife, and almost got to the point where he was just angry, completely angry with God. He was. But then he learned a tremendous lesson that his wife actually taught him. The sound of the church is heard in the bell. And he wrote the lyrics to that song, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Those old familiar carols say. And he was trying to convince himself, and the enemy was on his side, that there is no peace on earth. But you know, amidst the chaos and the confusion and everything that we hear and the bad news, you can have all kinds of stuff going on around you, but you have something that cannot be stolen. The Bible says it clearly. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, come on guys, nor principalities, not a demon spirit, can't take the love of God away from you that is lodged in your heart. I love that. There is peace on earth because it is in my heart. There is peace on earth because it is in your heart. There is peace on earth because many are watching online who know the peace of God through relationship with Jesus Christ. We have that experience. Jesus is the joy that we have, the inner peace we have, the state of gladness. Pastor, you said that was the definition. It is. It's the state of gladness we have, even when we don't have all the things we might want to have. That's why in the Old Testament, the prophet reminded us that there was a state of joy that would literally help us all in difficult times. Why? Because he said in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Amen? You may not have all the things you want. And this Christmas, you may not get all the things you want. But things only produce happiness, and happiness is temporal. Joy is found in Jesus. And joy brings strength when you don't even have everything you'd like to have. But thank God for joy. May your Christmas be filled with the joy of knowing Christ the Savior. Father, I pray in Jesus' name today that you would help us as we transition here now. And we're taught by our own children the real message of Christ. Is Jesus. Thank you for every little gift that is about to be displayed in the lives of your children. The singing, the dancing, the smiling, the dressing. God, all of these things before us are a treasured possession that we have in our family members, our church family members, and we love them, and we thank you for them. And we pray that you would anoint them. Thank you for Pastor Gary and Pastor Miranda and their team that so earnestly prepares for everything they do. We give you praise for what we're about to experience. In Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise. Would you welcome Pastor Miranda?
Thank you. We could get a couple of guys to take the table to the side out of the way. We're so excited about presenting to you today what is different for us in that it's more than ever a collaboration. It's not just a kids' Christmas program, but it's really a church Christmas program. And we're just so excited. It's been an honor to work as a team and as a church family to bring something, to share the true story and the true love of Christmas. And I'm afraid to start naming names, but there are a few names that I do want to name. And if I don't name your name, then please forgive me. I'm so thankful for your help. But I do not sing even a very little bit at all. And so it's been so helpful and a joy to collaborate with Krista. Krista, if you'll just wave, everybody knows who Krista is. Can we just give her a hand? She has help so much with the music and the singing and all the things that I'm just not gifted to do. We all have our own giftings, right? And all in the body. And I'm just thankful that God illustrates that in so such a beautiful way. And this year for our manger scene, we have some of the youth, Megan and Reese and Shelby and Stacy have choreographed beautiful dances for the manger scene. So we're so thankful for their help. And we also have another dance team, Gloria and Bobby and Joanne have choreographed a beautiful dance as well. And we're just thankful. Dylan has been working effortlessly on the lights. You don't realize how much time really goes into every little piece that it takes. And I'm just, and of course, Gary has done above and beyond to help us on the technical side and coming up with an idea for our videos. And so what we did this year and the last couple of years, we ask people to sing or to dance, and we let them pick their own song, and then we just kind of pulled it together to tell a story. And that's always a fun way to really let the church express themselves in a creative way. And so we're just thankful. Our kids have been working hard. Some of them are sick, unfortunately, so we're missing a few this morning. But we're so blessed to be able to bring to you our program, Go Tell It. We all need some good news, right? We need good news this time of year. But not only do we need good news, but there's people around us that need to hear that good news. So join us as we experience a newspaper office set way back, and they are going to be on the search for the true good news and what we need to tell others as well in this good news. So we present to you Go Tell It.
No. Story these days. I need something big. I need something gigantic. I need something true. So true, no one will even believe it's true. You, what have you got?
Well, I have been hearing about a birthday coming up.
Birthday? Birthday? Who cares about a birthday?
Well, this birthday is for a king. It sounds pretty important.
A king? What? Why didn't you say so? Get out there and give me that information. What do you think I'm paying you for? Go, go, go! out here. I mean, what could be so special about that? It's a baby. Babies are born every single day. I thought someone was going to bring me a story, bring me some more information. What do you know?
I just got through talking to some sources. It seems like people have been waiting a really long time for this baby to be born. He was first promised thousands of years ago, but now the people have been waiting and waiting to hear from God. It sounds like a pretty dark time, but somehow a baby is supposed to change everything. One person said he was the light of the world.
Light of the world? Well, that's some pretty big promises. There must be something to this story. Maybe I'll need some more details. Maybe I need some information. We have a deadline. Go find out more.
Isaiah 1:2. promises, our promises, we've waited in faith. Prophecies, our prophecies, say God will come in grace. Shining stars, singing freedom is here. Hope of every heart, erasing our fears. Peace be to all of the earth, for our God sent his Son. Joy into all of the world, our Savior has been born. Light has come. Glory in the highest, a sudden thrill of hope. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, your heart is our home. Peace be to all of the earth, for our God sent his Son. Joy into all of the world, our Savior has been born.
not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Luke 1:30-31.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your come to make you new, this child that you deliver will soon deliver you?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy
Hey, boss, I just got another lead on the baby king. Someone reported that an angel appeared to some shepherds out in the field.
Another angel, huh? Interesting.
It is better. After the angel appeared with a special message, then a ton of other angels filled the sky and they were all singing.
Special message? Well, what was the message? What? Well, you don't know the message? Well, what kind of message would be so big that a whole fleet of angels would have to deliver it? What do you want, a cookie? Get out there and go find those shepherds!
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Luke 2:10-11.
shepherds. They were pretty easy to find. They were just running around everywhere. And they were telling the people about the good news.
Wow. Well, what was the good news? We could all use some good news.
The baby was the good news. Jesus, that what the angels told them about, the angels told the shepherds about Jesus being born and where they could find him. They also said that Jesus was the Savior, and the shepherd seemed pretty excited about it.
Savior? A savior from what? I wonder, where did they say the baby was?
Bethlehem. I don't know why a king would be born in Bethlehem. What is so special about that place?
Well, last time I went there, I felt like Moses in the wilderness.
What? Well, don't just stand there. Get to Bethlehem and see what all the excitement is about.
Okay.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Oh,
joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart
all over the world, John 1:29.
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of all over the world, John 1:29.
Savior, I wonder, what do we need saving from? I feel like we're right on the brink of a huge news story, but I don't know what it all means.
Boss, I've been doing some reading. It sounds like this baby Jesus was born with a pretty important purpose. He was born to save us from our sin. This is God's son we are talking about.
God's son? I knew we were talking big, but I didn't know we were talking this big. Is this really true? Quick, go catch up with the others. See if you can find out more about what you read. How does this baby save us from sin? Why would God send his son for me or for you? Go find out.
with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to care.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12.
Oh, come, Emmanuel. prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels sing?
He loves us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. 1 John 4:9.
Traded heaven's crown for
everyone said, it's all true.
It's so amazing. We found him, and he really is the Messiah, the Savior. And you won't believe what they told us.
What? Tell me, did you find out how this baby will save us?
Yes, Jesus was born to die for our sins, to one day sacrifice himself for us.
But I don't even know Jesus. Why would he do this?
Because God loves us so much that's why he would give us his only son. And that's why Jesus would pay for the price for our sins. Death, we would be in heaven forever with God.
Amazing. This is truly amazing. What a story. This is bigger than a Bethlehem Bugle headline story. This is the story of a lifetime. God loves me this much that a baby was born to die for me? Why haven't I heard about this before? This is truly good news. We have to tell everyone. Quick, get this story on the front page. Shout it from the rooftops. Shout it from the mountains. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I need you to tell everyone you know. And you too, hide it back in the corner. I see you back there. Go tell everyone. Don't just stand there. We've got to get this story out. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it everywhere.
Thank you.
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Everybody go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
That Jesus Christ,
that Jesus Christ is born.
That Jesus Christ,
Christ is born.
And keep the music going. We have one last part that everybody can participate. Brother Gary said, go and tell. So I'm going to ask you who you're going to tell me to say. Going to tell somebody. All right? One, two, ready, go. Who you going to
tell somebody?
Who you going to tell?
Going to tell somebody.
Who you going to tell?
Going to tell somebody.
Who you going to tell?
Going to tell somebody.
Come on, give him a hand one more time, would you? You know what? You and I are blessed with, you can be seated for a second. We're blessed with the Bible in written form. I was in the Christian bookstore just a few weeks ago, and I talked to the owner, and I said, Paul, who's in the bookstore in Eaton. I said, Paul, what's the best-selling book? I was shopping for someone. And that was staying in the Barnabas house. And I just felt like I wanted to put a book there for him to read. I said, what's the best-selling book you've got in this store? He said, the Bible. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. He said, still, he said, Google it, man. The number one best-selling book in the world is the Bible. Come on. Come on. After all these years. Now, he said, now I know what you're talking about. You're talking about what's the hottest Christian book right now. But he said, in this store right here, if you took away our Bible sales, we'd be in trouble. He said, it's the best-selling book in this store. Amen? We have the Bible because the Bible says that moved by the Spirit of God, men wrote. Men wrote. And there was one man who wrote a book who suffered tremendous persecution. In fact, one time I was on a journey out of the country and I purchased a book that I was interested in that I'd heard about in an airport. It was called Fox's Book of Martyrs. And I read it on the plane and I read about John the Apostle being exiled to Patmos, a 4-mile rocky island, no vegetation. And it was there that he penned the Book of Revelation. Suffering for Jesus Christ. Fox's Book of Martyrs says that John was boiled in a pot of oil, 212 degrees, and a human being tossed into it. And he wrote Revelation, and this is what he said as you get to chapter 7. He said, after this I looked, and God is, Revelation means what? It means to reveal. God has pulled the curtain back, and he let John see the future. Amen. He let John see the future. It's yet to happen yet. But when he gets to chapter 7, he says, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. From every nation, from all tribes and all peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. Every Christmas is a chance for you to see and for me to see, Pastor Joy, what you and I have labored for so many years. You are a wonderful example of a multicultural church. I want you. I want you to look. Just look into the faces of your church. Just look in the faces. Just smile at them, would you? Look at that. Look at that. Every nation, tribe, tongue, and language. I'm not going to forget you, Kyrie. Okay? And every person gets to express in their own gifting. I was watching you as you were helping, on your knees, helping that next group of people that you're mentoring, that you're showing another way to express. And wow, the scene where the baby was there and the ballet, and have you ever seen three wise men like the three wise men we had tonight? Look at that. Three wise men, raise your hand. Come on. Three wise men. And ladies over here, you know, the enemy tried to stop your track. But behold the Lamb. Amen. Behold the Lamb. The message goes forth. And what I love about this church is that we don't let our differences divide us. We come together with our differences, and everybody participates, and everybody brings who they are. And the reason we can do that is because this week is the week of joy. And joy has come to our hearts through the person of Jesus Christ. And at the foot of the cross where he died, the ground is all level. Okay? All level. I want to thank you, Carpenter Shop International Church, for being who you are. You're a gift to this community. You're a gift to this region, to show the community and to show the region and to show the world that behold how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Behold how good and pleasant. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. And if you read the entirety of that psalm, which is only three or four verses, the last verse says, "For there the Lord bestows his blessing." When people will come together in unity like you do every week of your life. Pastor Joy and I love you. We thank God for you. And we thank you for helping us. Thank every one of you for helping us to propagate the gospel and share not only the Great Commission, but the reality that you can be of any culture, come from any tribe, any nation, speak any language. At Carpenter Shop International Church, you are welcome. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Joy just to pray, just a collective prayer of blessing over your family for the holiday season. Safety, protection, free from sickness. Let me be reminding you that Wednesday night, somebody say Wednesday night, we have a fellowship. Love around the table. Bring what you want, okay? You don't have to just bring your goodies, your little treats and snacks. You can do some delicacies like neck bones, wings. I like pigtails myself. Bring what you want. Bring our food together, and we will gather around the table together and enjoy a spirit of connection and food and fellowship. And I think God's going to meet us there as we share in fellowship together. Today, you get an opportunity to help our kids' ministry, to bless a family in India. We're going to purchase a goat. And we've linked up with an organization that will make sure that that family gets a goat for the holiday season. Meat. You know, Pastor Joy and I spent 3 weeks in India. And we were ministering, remember, at the orphanage that day. And every day we went, they had rice and a little gravy. And we said, "Is this like what they have all the time?" "Oh," she said, "every day." She said, "We have rice and gravy." And she said, "On holidays, on special days, it's always real special because we get to have meat. We get to have meat." We throw so much away in this country. We waste a lot of things. This goat will be for milk and cheese and all the other fine things that can happen centered around that goat. But let's pray. And as you leave today, or if you want, which way you want to put it right there. Pastor Brandon's going to put this bucket right here, and you can help us by purchasing a goat for the family in India through the kids ministry here at Carpenter Shop Church. If you're writing a check, just write it to CSIC. Thank you, cast and crew, and everybody who worked behind the scenes to help us to bring the message of Christ today. Go and tell. And do just that. Let this message find a place in your heart where you leave out of here today and you can't help but tell someone about the joy that you've discovered through following Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. Lord, we come to you. We thank you, Father, for the gathering of our people, the gathering of families, grandparents, and aunts and uncles that have come to see their child perform in this Christmas program. But Lord, this Christmas program was unique and enlightening, and it allowed each child to be and show their talents. But Father, help us, Lord, not to forget it after today. Help us be reminded that you gave us your Son in a manger, born with nothing, but gave everything for us so that we could have eternity. So, Father, we ask, Lord, that even throughout the holiday season, that you remind us of the songs that were sung, and that you remind us to go tell it. It's such good news, and we don't need to hold it to ourselves, but we need to share it. Lord, be with these families in safety. Lord, continue to use these children on this platform. Continue to use them in ways that are far beyond our own imagination. But Lord, help them walk in your ways and accept your call for their life, their assignments. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Joy. You can come and give if you'd like to participate in that. If you're here today and you need special prayer, if you're here today and you'd like to make a decision for Christ, you can come at this time. We'd love to pray with you, love to agree with you in prayer today. So just feel free to make yourself to the front. We'll be standing here waiting for you. God bless you.
They also have blue buckets at the doors. The kids are coming. So if this is crowded, thank you so much for supporting our missions effort this Christmas. There's a kid there and a kid there with a blue bucket as well.
She has her own little change. So you can just put it in the bucket.